From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul sets forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. With today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns comes to the second of those virtues, joy. This matter of Christian joy has often been greatly misunderstood by believers, resulting in a number of fears and concerns, including doubts about the reality of their salvation. As Dr. Cairns begins this message, first of all, he takes time to explain the nature of true joy. As we'll see, this joy is a spiritual joy, the delight a Christian has in knowing he is in Christ, knowing what he has in Christ, and in knowing what his prospects are in Christ. It's this knowledge that produces gladness and contentment in the believer. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, In God's Time. The text is found in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Mercy may seem slow, but it is sure. The Lord in unfailing wisdom has appointed a time for the outgoings of His gracious power, and God's time is the best time. We are in a hurry. The vision of the blessing excites our desire and hastens our longings. But the Lord will keep His appointments. He is never before His time. He is never behind. God's word is here spoken of as a living thing which will speak and will come. It is never a dead letter, as we are tempted to fear when we have long watched for its fulfillment. The living word is on the way from the living God. And though it may seem to linger, it is not in reality doing so. God's train is not behind time. It is only a matter of patience, and we shall soon see for ourselves the faithfulness of the Lord. No promise of His shall fail. It will not lie. No promise of His will be lost in silence. It shall speak. What comfort it will speak to the believing ear! No promise of His shall need to be renewed, like a bill which could not be paid on the day in which it fell due. It will not tarry. Come, my soul, canst thou not wait for thy God? Rest in Him, and be still in unutterable peacefulness. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation, a word that, if you use its etymology, means sweet reasonableness. If you take that as the meaning of moderation, you'll not miss it at all. That is forbearance, gentleness, sweet reasonableness. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this brief reading from his precious word for his name's sake. This morning I want us to continue with our studies in the fifth chapter of Galatians, and especially verse 22 and 23. We're in verse 22 still, the fruit of the Spirit. For some time now, we have been considering from Galatians 5 the general theme of life in the Spirit. We have noted how there is a constant warfare between the flesh and the Spirit. We have seen something of what the works of the flesh are, starting at verse 19 through verse 21. And then in verse 22, in complete contrast, we read, but the fruit of the Spirit is. And we have then nine aspects of this fruit of the Spirit. Last Lord's Day, we were considering the first fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. We now proceed to the second great term in the list. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. Thomas Watson, the famous Puritan writer, summed up the eternal life that a Christian enjoys very simply and very beautifully. He said, here, that is, on this earth, here, joy begins to enter into us. There, we enter into joy. Here on earth, joy begins to enter into us. There in heaven, we enter into joy. Now, no Christian really doubts that all true believers will enter into that joy. Why then do we have such difficulty believing that once a person is saved, joy enters into him? And yet many Christians do find that difficult to accept, because they mourn that they themselves have such little joy. And sometimes they profess even not to have joy at all. Thus they fear a text like Galatians 5:22, which says the fruit of the Spirit is joy, from which they rightly conclude, if I am a Christian, I must have joy. If I don't have joy, then I'm not a Christian. The logic there is very simple, and it's very persuasive, and I would have to say it is very scriptural. However, there is no need for a believer in Christ to fear Galatians 5:22. Its message is a glorious message. It's very simple, but let us learn it and let us lay hold of it, that the Holy Ghost produces joy in those whom he unites to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in considering this, I will seek to offer a word of explanation or exposition as we look at what this is really saying. And then a word of encouragement. And finally, a word of exhortation. Let's start with the word of explanation. Just a couple of weeks ago, I received a telephone call from our brother Ken Walters down in Florida. He said, I'm all on my own here. The wife's out, and I was doing a little Bible study. And I've been trying to understand what joy is. I've looked up your theological dictionary. It's not included there, because it's not a Bible dictionary. Where would you end if you included every term? He said, I understand that, but it's not there. I've looked up a few other things, and I'm not getting very far. So I would like you to give me a definition of joy. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to give you 10 seconds, which is longer than I had. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to consider what your reply would be. Define joy. First word that will come into your mind is happiness. Wrong word. Wrong word entirely. And once you get off on that track, you'll never get back on the right track. So we started to define joy. Now, I didn't write it all down. It was a brilliant definition. I can't remember. I actually emailed, or I got Debbie to call Ken's Holman, get him to email back. Did he write down that definition? Well, he did. Even I could remember it without writing it down. He wrote down about the first 20th part of it, and the rest was gone. So I'm back to where I started. But it made me think. It sounds so very simple, and yet it's such a challenge. In the general sense, joy is the pleasure a person feels at the remembrance or the possession or the prospect of something that he believes to be of value. That's the general sense of joy. Spiritual joy is that pleasure lifted up to an infinitely higher plane. Spiritual joy is first of all the response of a believer to the understanding the Holy Spirit communicates to him of God's love for him in Christ. Joy is a response to knowing God loves me. You only know that by the Holy Ghost testimony. Mary, in her great song in Luke chapter 1 verse 47, says, my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Joy is the reaction of a soul that is convinced by the Holy Spirit that God is my Savior. That's joy. Joy is the delight that a Christian has in his position in Christ. It is the delight that a Christian has in his possessions in Christ. And it is the delight that a Christian has at his prospects in Christ. Paul said in Romans 5 verse 11, we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement or the reconciliation. Jesus told his disciples, rejoice. Not because the devils are subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. We could say that joy is gladness. In fact, our English Bible translates the word joy as gladness at times. It's the gladness a Christian experiences because of the indwelling of the Holy Ghost and because of the continuing work of the Holy Ghost in his heart. You remember Paul gave us a definition of the kingdom of God in Romans 14 verse 17. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now I have deliberately given a Trinitarian emphasis in this definition of joy. It is our response to the fact that our Father loves us. It is our delight at our union with Christ, the incarnate Son. It is our gladness at the indwelling and sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Now, we have begun to understand a little of what joy is. Of course, we've only begun. The best thing that you could do at this stage would be to take your Bible and a good concordance and start to assemble the pieces of a detailed word study to see how then the Holy Ghost uses the word in all the connections. And then all the surrounding words like the verb rejoice, bring them all in until you get the full picture. Now, if I were to do that this morning, this would no longer be a morning meeting. It would become a midnight meeting. And you may be a little sore sitting before I was through. So I am going to have to leave you to do a lot of that work for yourself. When you get into the study of the Word, you'll find that joy and grace are gloriously connected. You'll find that joy and the idea of God's gift to us are gloriously connected. In other words, you're going to be driven back out of yourself into your God. You're going to realize that joy is rooted not in you, not in your circumstances, not in your attainments, not in your achievements, not even in the things that are around about you that people place such emphasis upon, but joy is rooted in your God, in your Savior, in what He has given, in what He has done, and in what He is doing. This joy, then, is the pleasure that a Christian takes or feels in all that he is, in all that he has, in all that he ever will be or ever will have, in union with Christ. A pleasure that makes him glad. A pleasure that makes him content in the Lord, even when his physical circumstances may cause him pain and misery. That's Christian joy.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.